None of us like to be hurt. None of us like to be taken advantage of. None of us like to be manipulated. However, as those of you who have lived any life at all, you'll know that this type of pain is unfortunately inevitable. Unfortunately, sooner or later, you and I will get hurt. You and I will bump heads with someone, and you and I will meet someone who doesn't play or doesn't fight fairly. And you know what I'm talking about. Maybe people who will slander you and gossip about you and spread rumors about you. Maybe people who will not agree to disagree, but will talk behind your back. And without you knowing it, try to get other people against you. Maybe you'll meet someone who will pull a power play on you, be very nice to your face, but then stab you in the back. Maybe you've already had someone take advantage of you or manipulate you, or heaven forbid, even abuse you. Unfortunately, we live in a fallen world. And in a fallen world, we don't get to experience life as it was meant to be lived. Did you know that? Did you know that each and every person on the planet was created for perfection? Did you know that? Adam and Eve lived in a perfect world. Everything was provided for them. The climate was perfect. The weather was perfect. Adam didn't even need to work hard. He was given work, but his work was pure creativity. His work was pleasure. His work was enjoyable. It was only after the fall that God said to Adam, "You shall work and eat by the sweat of your brow." Wow, it was perfect. No one ever got sick. There was no poverty, no disease, only joy, only transparency and honesty and beauty. But how many of us were born into a world like that? Answer, of course, is none. We were meant for perfection. You were created for perfection, and your spirit longs for that perfection. And so we look for it, don't we? We look for it, and every one of us fail to find it, and some of us fail to find it in the most profound ways when we are deeply disappointed by other human beings. You guys with me? You guys know what I'm talking about? You need love and support and comfort from someone, and instead they give you barbs, they give you painful words, they slap you, they abuse you, they stab you in the back, they hurt you. What can we do? How can we be free when we experience this deep disappointment at the hands of people who are sometimes cruel, sometimes selfish, and oftentimes unreasonable? First of all, let's take a look at what forgiveness is not. A lot of times it's hard to understand what something is. It's easier to understand first what it isn't. Does that make sense? Let's take a look at what forgiveness is not. First of all, forgiveness is not denial. Forgiveness is not denial. It is not pretending that the hurt doesn't exist. One guy said, denial is not just a river in Egypt. Get it? Denial. It is not pretending that the hurt doesn't exist. But we're good at this, right? We're good at this. An easy way to deal with it is just to pretend that it doesn't hurt. Oh, you said something that offended me. I'm just going to pretend that it didn't bother me. There's many reasons for this. You know, one is maybe I don't want to give you the satisfaction of knowing that you are important enough to me to hurt me. Oh, did you snub me? Oh, I didn't even notice. Because you are a non-entity, right? We get all complicated, right? And so if you're not important to me, then you can't hurt me. But it does hurt, doesn't it? You know, sometimes it's because we've been trained this way. Maybe we're guys and we want to be macho. Oh, that didn't hurt. That didn't hurt. Or even, you know, like my little boy, when he falls down, he scrapes up his knee and I don't have the time or I don't have the desire to kiss away his boo-boos just then. Maybe we're late for service and we gotta go. And he falls down and says, get up, son. You're a big boy. That doesn't hurt. No, it hurt. Okay. It hurt. But we learn that, right? Oh, I'm a big boy. I'm a big girl. Okay. That doesn't hurt. Or it's ingrained in us by our culture. I remember the term in Cantonese, siu si, right? Small thing. It's a small thing. Let it go. It's a small thing. In Hawaii, they would say, no big thing. Hey, no big thing, brah. You know what it was? No big thing, right? No big deal. Let it go. It's okay. You know, the old child saying, you know, sticks and stones, right? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. That's wrong. You and I both know that it's wrong. Words actually can hurt and cut deeper than sticks and stones. You fall down at a young age, you break something, you know, you're young, you'll bounce back. You'll forget about the pain. You'll be completely healed. But if you get some crushing words, if you get some painful remarks at a young age, those things can stay with you, can't they? They can stay with you for life. There are full-grown adults today who, no matter what they do, they think they are too fat. Even though they're in great shape and they're slim and they're good-looking, they're too stupid. Even though they graduate with honors and have degrees from very prestigious universities. You're useless, even though they're very productive members of society. There are adults who feel inadequate and ashamed because of what? Words. And so when someone hurts us, it's okay. It's okay to admit that it hurts. Human beings hurt. And denial doesn't help. It's not pretending that the hurt doesn't exist. Number two, forgiveness is not condoning another person's wrongful actions. It's not saying it's okay. Now, this is another thing we teach little children, right? Two little kids, they get into a fight. And what do? Oh, it's not that important. It's okay. It's okay, right? They didn't mean it. It's okay. Now, if you get in a bad enough accident, it doesn't matter if that person didn't mean it. You still suffer the consequences of that person's actions, right? It could be a total accident that someone knocks out your teeth, okay? You are still without teeth. It could be a total accident that I run over your cat, okay? Didn't mean to do it. Come into your house, your cat runs out into the driveway, and whoops, I run over your cat. It's not okay. Hurt is still hurt, and you still have to suffer the consequences of another person's misdeed. You have to live with it. Number three, forgiveness is not avoidance. It's not being afraid to deal with the problem. Now, we as Asians, we're notorious about this. We do this all the time. We are the champions of avoiding confrontation, right? We hate confrontation. Because why? Nothing good ever happens in confrontation among Asians. Why? Because we got too much face. We talked about this yesterday, right? I got to save my face, you got to save your face. And to actually confront another human being and to even suggest that something could not be perfect. Wow, it's like the biggest slap in the face. How do we deal with problems? We sweep them under the rug. We pretend that it never happened. Chinese fights are always like that. Big, 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 big fight. And then you don't talk to each other for a long time. And then when you talk to each other, it's never, I'm sorry. It's never, oh, I was wrong. It's never, oh, you really hurt me. It's never, we never deal with the issues. What do? Hey, you want to go yum cha? Okay, all right. Okay. And then that's it, right? We just go on and we pretend that it never happened. You know what? It happened. And we need to learn that avoidance, just because it's unpleasant, avoidance is not the solution. We need to learn how to resolve conflict and become closer instead of farther apart. Now, This plays itself off every day. Here's a classic scenario. Dad goes to work and he reports to his boss, and the boss just slams into him. The boss just chews him up. Oh, you're stupid, you're lazy, you're outdated, you're behind the times, you suck. I could have you replaced yesterday, blah, 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 blah. It just tears into the dad. Now, can the dad get mad at the boss? Can the dad say, boss, you hurt my feelings, I'd like to discuss this? No! Right? You chuckle because you know, in real life, you can't do that. And so what does the dad do? The dad stuffs it. He takes it. Yes, I am stupid. Yes, I suck. Yes, I am worthless. Thank you, boss. Thank you, right? And he takes it. But then he can't forgive. And so he comes home. And he comes home, and who does he get mad at? Well, he gets mad at the wife. Oh, I work hard all day long. I bust my butt. And you can't get me more than one dish for dinner? You can't make more than one song? Oh, my gosh. What is wrong with you? Chicken, chicken, chicken every night. Chicken. I make way more money than that. We can have beef once in a while, right? Whatever. He just gets off on mom. Yells at her for no good reason. Complains. Makes her feel bad. With every word, it just cuts deep into her heart and just hurts her. But does she want to confront him at this time? No, not a good time. So what does she do? She yells at number one son. Aya! All you do is play video games all day long. Playing video games. The minute you come home from school, you play video games. And now you're still playing video games. Why don't you do something? Why don't you help mommy? Why don't you, right? Wow. Number one son is like, whoa. He gets mad at number two. Number two gets mad at number three. Number three, the baby. Is there anybody for the baby to get mad at? No. The baby goes and kicks the cat. Okay? Meow. The cat runs out and gets run over. Ouch. And that's how pain is transferred, right? That's what happens when we don't deal with issues. The cat gets run over. Let's look at this parable. He was not able to pay. The master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt, okay? So the master's settling his debts, and the bookkeeper, right, the accountant, says, hey, there's this guy who owes you a lot of money. 10,000 talents. He can't pay. So he goes into debtor's prison. Back then, if you owed a debt, you couldn't just file for bankruptcy. What would happen to you? They could throw you into prison. And so that's what he does. He throws him into prison along with his wife and even his children. But what does he do? He falls to his knees. He says, please be patient with me, I beg you, and I will pay you back every cent. Notice what he says. I will pay you back everything. The servant's master took pity on him and canceled the debt. He didn't give him more time. What did he ask for? He said, give me more time, I'll pay you back. Yeah, I blew this $10 million deal, but boss, I'll pay you back. The boss is like, there's no way you can pay me back $10 million. Okay, I'll let you go. What does he do? That servant went out. And he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 silver coins, 100 bucks, okay? He grabbed him and began to choke him. Pay back what you owe me, he demanded. His fellow servant. Okay? This is not his employee. This is not his, they're both drones, man. They're both just rats in the maze. They're both worker bees. His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, same exact words, be patient with me and I will pay you back everything. What does he do? You think he would follow his master's example? No. What does he do? He refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay it off. $100, lousy $100. He was forgiven $10 million, and this guy owes him a lousy $100 because of a fantasy football pool. You know, whatever. I don't know. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were outraged, right? Outraged. And they went and told their master what he had done. Then the master called the servant in. "You wicked servant," he said. "I canceled all that debt you begged me to. You just begged me to, and so I canceled it. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow slave, just as I had on you?" In anger, his master handed him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed. "This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother and sister from your heart." Now, I heard this story many, 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 many times as a child. And finally, as an adult, when I read this for myself, I was like, whoa, I never read this part before. Usually, teachers don't teach this far. Usually, we don't get down to the line that says Jesus then turns to his disciples. Jesus then turns to the crowd that they have following them. And he says, "So shall my heavenly Father do to you, Peter, you people, if you don't forgive your brother and sister from your heart." That doesn't sound like Jesus, right? Tim, did you put that in there? No, I guarantee. I was surprised too. This is Jesus talking. Well, this is Jesus talking. Think about it just for a minute. When we don't forgive someone from our heart, who does it hurt? If we don't forgive someone from our heart, we want it to hurt the other person, right? That person doesn't deserve my forgiveness. That person deserves to hurt just like I did. That person deserves to suffer. I am not going to forgive him. But who does our unforgiveness hurt? Does it really hurt them? Who does it hurt? Who's the one being tortured? Well, me. Let's say we go out and we have boba, and then can we meet someone that you know, and you introduce me, and you're like, "Oh, you gotta meet this bald pastor guy. He's really goofy." And let's say I resent you calling me bald or fat or ugly or, you know, whatever. Let's say Josh did it, okay? Does Josh get... Josh would never do that. But that's why I used him for a hypothetical, because he would never do that, okay? He's perfectly charming and wonderful, okay? So, just hypothetically, Josh makes a couple jokes and they laugh at me, and if it hurts me, if I don't forgive him, what happens? I go home, can I sleep? No. I'm like, kicking and you know, talking to my wife, you know, "Honey, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, let it go." "No, Josh hurt me." You know, I'm punching my pillow, "That stupid Josh, right? My blood pressure's up, I'm not sleeping, my wife's not sleeping, my kids are crying. How about Josh? Is he sleeping? Yeah. Oh, I'm so funny. Oh, I'm so witty. Oh, I made them all laugh at Pastor Tim. All right, you know, he's sleeping like a baby, like my baby should be sleeping, right? It doesn't bother him. Who does it bother? Who does my unforgiveness torture? I wanted to torture him. Who's it torture? Me. You see that? And so Jesus says, "So shall my heavenly Father do to you. If you don't forgive someone from your heart, I mean, really, really forgive them, guess who is going to hurt? Guess who is going to be tortured? Guess who is going to have sleepless nights? Guess who is going to suffer for this? You." That's why I say this is big. This is one of those sermons you don't want to just listen to and say, "Oh yeah, that's nice." No, you got to apply it, because your life will be reduced. Your life will be cheapened. The quality of your life will go down if you and I don't put this into practice. You will get hurt. You are being hurt. It's only a matter of time. Perhaps, most likely, you're already dealing with a bunch of hurt. If you and I don't learn how to let it go, we will spend our lives self-torturing.